DeepEnglish.com. Unusual inheritances, past continuous. After Luis Carlos bought the farm in 2007, the 70 lucky beneficiaries were learning for the first time of their windfall. What were the 70 lucky beneficiaries learning for the first time? The 70 lucky beneficiaries were learning for the first time of their windfall. Were they learning for the first time of their windfall before or after Luis Carlos bought the farm? They were learning for the first time of their windfall after Luis Carlos bought the farm. Many were thinking it was a scam or a joke. What were many thinking? Many were thinking it was a scam or a joke. Luis Carlos's friend was describing him as having a sense of humor. How was she describing him? She was describing him as having a sense of humor. Who was describing him as having a sense of humor? Luis Carlos's friend was describing him as having a sense of humor. She was saying, "I am sure he just wanted to create confusion by leaving his belongings to strangers." Was she saying he just wanted to help people? No, she wasn't saying he just wanted to help people. She was saying he just wanted to create confusion. Another prankster was a wealthy Canadian lawyer, Charles Vance Millar, was also creating one of the oddest wills ever created. What was Charles Vance Millar also creating? Charles Vance Millar was also creating one of the oddest wills ever created. He was giving a vacation home in Jamaica to three of his friends who he knew hated each other. What was he giving to his friends? He was giving a vacation home in Jamaica to his friends. Was he giving a vacation home in Jamaica to three of his friends who he knew hated each other? Yes, he was giving a vacation home in Jamaica to three of his friends who he knew hated each other. He wasn't really being generous. He was writing one important catch. Was he being generous? No, he wasn't really being generous. What was he writing? He was writing one important catch. He was demanding that the three men live in the house together. What was he demanding? He was demanding that the three men live in the house together. Charles Vance Millar was also leaving some anti-horse racing activists $25,000 worth of stock in a horse racing club. What was Charles Vance Millar leaving to some anti-horse racing activists? Charles Vance Millar was leaving some anti-horse racing activists $25,000 worth of stock in a horse racing club. He was leaving seven teetotalers $700,000 of stock in a brewery. How much stock was he leaving to the teetotalers? He was leaving $700,000 of stock to the teetotalers. Was he leaving $700,000 of stock in a tea company? No, he wasn't leaving $700,000 in stock in a tea company. He was leaving $700,000 in stock in a brewery. And he was making a condition that they must participate in the brewery's management. What condition was he making? He was making a condition that they must participate in the brewery's management. He was creating a strange contest to give away the rest of his money. What kind of contest was he creating? He was creating a strange contest to give away the rest of his money. He was thinking it would be fun to create a baby-making contest. What was he thinking it would be fun to do? He was thinking it would be fun to create a baby-making contest. People were calling the contest the Great Stork Derby. Were people calling the contest crazy? No, people weren't calling the contest crazy. People were calling the contest the Great Stork Derby.